Blog Talk Radio.
Every day a star is born.
You better believe
better
it.
Believe it.
Believe it. Believe it.
Every day a star is born.
Blog Talk Radio.
B-O-G-M. Hey.
B-O-T-M. I watched Carla start it, seen Ronnie do it. Sweet T and Say too, they came through, taking their debut. In the recession, showing us how to make do. In the middle was heavy, but light on the edge. With Chauncey Gibson, the righteous get fed. Trey Love crying from his heart to the core. On the move with the mind of an entrepreneur. A better tomorrow, we play for fight. Maximize potential, reshape your life. Time ain't never wasted. They got blogs with guided meditation. Rise above it all, at least. Navigating through this Middle East. It's like trying to rollerblade up a hill of grease. The radio media is a marriage tutor. With Grandma dripping Don Adams Jr.
Y'all know what it is, man.
B-O.
In the building, building.
Oh,
my lady, I do not love her, I don't fuck her, we just close friends. Tighter than Velcro on shell toes with no strings attached to them. Yeah, I may write a track to her, but she ain't mine. So many presidents tattooed her. I'm just another stat to her with a crack ruler. She only good if I stack another stack to her and make her body thicker. She got me tripping and acting out of her body pictures. She in my pocket, I gotta let her, I shot it with her. She my best friend if I ain't got nobody with me. Stays on my brain, so ain't no time to be bothered with you.
You think you can be on my mind, or you crazy?
Yeah.
I be doing G.I. on the grind, take some pain.
Yeah.
You think you can be on my mind, or you crazy?
Yeah.
I be doing G.I. on the grind, take some pain.
Yeah.
Now River Sally, I'm only trying to get more.
Money.
I can do this on my lonely.
Woo.
Wake up, I get
to get money.
Sorry,
but
Sally, I'm
only
trying to get
more
money.
I can do this on my lonely. Wake up, I get to get money. Well, when I'm paper pursuing, until you call me with jail, baby, what you doing? Like he ain't know, in the lab with the mean flow, trying to make the green grow like oil sheen on the mean throw. I think I need no time to be sidetracked, cause she be calling me till I call back. But you be stalling me till I fall back. Now you are arguing, pardon me, what is all that? Dollar bill, she don't give a damn. She with another man trying to get a grand, double that and then flip again. Baby, ain't no time to. Hate to tell you, but you are not on my mind. Boo, think about you now.
You think you gon' be on my mind, or you crazy?
Yeah.
I be doing G.I. on the grind, take some pain.
Yeah.
My mind, oh, you crazy?
Yeah,
I be doing G.I. on the grind, take some pain.
Yeah,
now River Sally, I'm only tryna get more of your money. I can do this on my lonely. Wake up, I
get to get money.
Now River Sally, I'm only tryna get more of your money. I can do this on my lonely. Wake up, I
get to get money.
She keeps on calling me. She's my baby. She's where I wanna be. But money's calling and I gotta go. And I don't really wanna miss you now. But money's calling and I gotta go. You think you gon' be on my mind, or you crazy?
Yeah.
I be doing G.I. on the grind, take some pain.
Yeah.
You think you gon' be on my mind, or you crazy?
Yeah.
I be doing G.I. on the grind, take some pain.
Yeah.
Now River Sally, I'm only tryna get more of your money. I can do this on my lonely. Wake up, I
get to get money.
Now River Sally, I'm only tryna get more of your money.
Get
money.
Yo, Trent, wild one. I don't know what's gonna put in my head. Underestimate.
Cause you still come early in a style and come late.
But what can I say?
Because me know the rage has the great.
So what can I do?
They must be back up.
What can I say?
Enough of your money done pack up, stack up.
Mama, what
this is what you have to chat on.
Easy now, make a girl breathe. Lord God, this girl, yeah, she's sweet. Look how she do it, run, girl, run. You know when I come, I get the job done. You know when I come, I'm taking more than some. Fuck getting bread, I want every bread crumb. Mom, look, y'all, but trust me, ma'am. And yeah, I'm off your plate, nigga, you don't want none. This here's fun, mama, tell them I'm hot. Box cover, I would do them blood clots. Top of top, cool it, now you tell me what you're gonna do when my goons come through. I'm dangerous, but they murder for true. I shot down many, but they murdered a few. You murdering who? Nigga, yell on. You copycat fraud, you follow.
I went my hair back and forth. welcome back to Mixture of Arts with your girl, Say To Say What, holding it down on EOTM Radio. And as always, y'all, we have an awesome show for you guys this morning, encouraging, empowering, and enlightening your minds by increasing network, because you already know that it increases network. All right, y'all, now with that said, folks, your girl got some EOTM news for you. All right, y'all, now last time I did a show on helping business owners to get found online, and I told you guys that I was actually working on my internet marketing consultant site. So with that said, y'all, my marketing consultant site is officially done. So if your business is struggling and need help getting found online, you should definitely go ahead and visit wix.com/saywhat, and that's sayewhat.com/getfoundonlinesolutions to view our services such as putting you on Google Maps, our PR services, and so much more. Also, y'all, EOTM Atlanta is looking for street team members, so if you are interested, you should definitely go ahead and contact Ron Anthony, and that's RahnAnthoni on Facebook, or you can definitely go ahead and contact the CEO, Carla Simpson, at 213-290-3573. All right, folks, now, tonight's segment is a very juicy topic, I would say. And you might want to go ahead and call in at 718-664-6543 to chop it up with me, your girl, Say To Say What. Now, the topic for tonight is about why men change during pregnancy and fall out of love in relationships. Now, first of all, I don't know about y'all, but my insight about falling in love is this. Now, according to aboutyourbreakup.com, right, we fall in love with somebody not because of who they are, but because of how they make us feel about ourselves. Now, they are attracted to us, so therefore we suddenly feel very attractive and grow in our self-esteem. Now, the more they are attracted to us, the better we feel, and the better we feel, the more we are attracted back to them for making us feel so darn good. Now, in turn, they feel the same feelings and emotions as us because we are making them feel good about themselves too. Now, what great cycle of love. We actually fall in love with each other for making us feel so great about ourselves. And even though they show admiration and appreciation for our accomplishments, goals, lifestyles, and I mean, therefore, we gain a renewed self-confidence and pride, and we must be a very great person, I would say. Now, they are patient and accepting of our shortcomings and faults and flaws and stuff like that. And even though, like, therefore we must have our exaggerated our faults, and we now find a perfect contentment and acceptance of ourselves. And we certainly feel that we truly are lovable, attractive, cute, smart, and all those other sweet stuff. Now, that sounds totally awesome, right? Now, my thing is this, you guys. Part of me, well, just tell me if I'm wrong, but this stage of love hardly lasts in our society. And I would say only about a fraction of us have truly experienced it. Now, when a person is in love, they want to assure their happiness is guaranteed and their lover in their lives and hearts forever. And they delight in showing their love, acceptance, and appreciation with the other. And their happiness is of the utmost importance to them. And they demonstrate appreciation of their impact in their lives as far, I'm sorry, you guys, but I see mad folks trying to text me on Facebook. You guys will definitely have to hold tight for just a second. Now, back to what I was saying. their happiness is of the utmost importance to them, and they demonstrate appreciation of their impact in their lives by giving them little gifts, and they relish in making them as happy as they have made them feel by doing the tiniest things. I mean, I'm just saying, I'm pretty sure you have been in this type of situation to where you just want to do every little thing for your partner to just make that person feel good, and you just love him or her so much that you would just give them your all. And I mean, the littlest things that they do just make you so happy. Now, it is in this stage that they start to notice those little things about their mates that make them so adorable, like I was saying before. And, like, for instance, like the crooked smile or the way they walk, like the feel of their lovemaking, the smell of their skin, the touch of their hands. And, I mean, I'm just saying, but you guys know that being in love is different from falling in love. Now, so the ultimate question is, so why do men fall out of love and change during pregnancy? Now, from my understanding, right, because, I mean, I'm a mother of three, okay? So, I mean, I'm pretty sure tons and tons of women out there that are pregnant right now probably feel the same way. And if you do have children, I'm 100% positive that what I'm about to tell you, you probably feel the same way as well. Now, when women that are pregnant and, like, mothers, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't the number one stressor in an expectant in new mother's life is her partner? I mean, I'm just saying, like, your partner can really take a toll on you if he is feeling a certain way, because you got to think about it. Your body is basically going through all these type of different emotions, and you're basically trying to adjust to this new body. Now, when your partner gets anxious and worried and begins to retreat to his cave or act out in some way, I mean, I'm pretty sure that really affects you. And I'm pretty sure that your life is really unstabilized if he really starts acting this way or feeling this type of way. And it's not easy to be happy whenever your partner is kind of in distress or feeling sad or anxious of those nature. Now, if you're like most couples, one partner's emotions affect the other, of course. And, I mean, life doesn't feel stable unless you both feel stable. And that's just the bottom truth. I mean, that's why you guys are in a relationship. And, I mean, I'm pretty sure you guys have heard it when people used to say where when you have sex with somebody, you are giving part of yourself to that person. So you got to think about it. Like, man, you guys really, really stress us out when you guys really start tripping and talking all that crazy mess, talking about that you were not the father and you want a DNA test. And I mean, not unless that woman was not your girlfriend or you guys was not in a relationship. I mean, I don't feel as though guys should definitely be going off like that or even come at a female while she is in the new stage of pregnancy. Now, honestly, I can say that my pregnancy was never stressful because of my partner, and that's just the dead honest truth. I mean, the only reason why I would say that I was stressed is because I'm African, and if one thing about African parents is that they live by morals. So, I mean, yeah, my parents definitely put a toll on me. And, I mean, and of course, like, the way that my parents was, yes, that made him feel some type of way. But at the end of the day, when your partner or the man that got you pregnant is feeling some type of way, you're going to feel some type of way because all that stuff rubs off on you. Now, this segment is not for those people that are in relationships where you got pregnant by a guy you know that is no good for you or is a cheater. But sorry for being blunt, but, I mean, if you are definitely that type of female who is in that situation, I mean, honestly, it is your fault, because if you already knew how this guy was, why in the hell would you have sex with that person, especially without no condom? That just doesn't make any sense to me. All right, folks, now, I want to go ahead and hear from you. Y'all can definitely go ahead and chime in at 718-664-6543. And you guys, I want to go ahead and introduce to you a couple of callers on the line. I see that a few callers has actually hung up. You guys can definitely go ahead and chime back in at 718-664-6543. I'm going to go ahead and take a quick break, and I will come back and chat with you guys. All right? Y'all stay tuned.
Pay attention. Shout to the homie Marlon. We in here, y'all. Baltimore, I see y'all.
I heard a whisper from my angel in my sleep. She said you need to let go all that pain and what you keep. Baby, I know it's deep, but how you gonna live with bottled up emotions because you never forgive? Your partner's in a better place, he wouldn't want you stressing. What about your family? What about your blessings? How you gonna focus and be steady on your goal if you don't get rid of this burden that's so heavy on your soul? Well, I didn't know how that my problems wouldn't work. Nobody knew my pain, I was just smiling when it hurt. I guess I gotta cry since I ain't get it out this long. Dealing with it every day, I thought that meant that I was strong. You may figure that it's better, like it's easier to take. But when that pressure build up, it make you easier to breathe. See, God kept me safe through all these violent situations. Through these trials and tribulations, I'm just glad that I can have a conversation with my angel. And I'm flying away, all the clouds leave out my sky to bring some sunshine in my day. Suddenly everything's okay, and I hunger even more to conquer everything I dream. And I'm much stronger than before. A conversation with my angel, and I'm already fine. Got no time for nothing petty, homie, I'm ready to shine. A conversation with my angel, got me in the clouds, and I'm good enough to get up, cause she got me when I'm down.
But I ain't even scratched the surface. She said when I was born I always had a special purpose. She told me how she always used to watch me as I lay. How she used to wrap her wings around me as she prayed. How the devil want me gone, but God won't give him the permission. She said it's something bigger for you, just stick to your vision. Watch who be in your circle, cause the company you keep could be the very ones that bring you nothing but defeat. So I focus on my future, leaving history behind. Now I feel like I could make it, I feel victory is mine. All the hatred that I felt, all the agony and pain, makes the sun so beautiful, had to see it rain. See some people hold it in and throw their life away for years, cause they never had somebody there to wipe away their tears. See, God kept me safe through all these violent situations, through these trials and tribulations. I'm just glad that I could have a conversation with my angel. And I'm flying away, all the clouds leave out my sky to bring some sunshine in my day. Suddenly everything's okay, and I hunger even more to conquer everything I dream. And I'm much stronger than before.
A conversation with my angel, and I'm already fine. Got no time for nothing petty, homie, I'm ready to shine. A conversation with my angel, got me in the clouds, and I'm good enough to get up, cause she got me when I'm down.
A conversation with my angel. This'll fulfill me forever. For the prophecy reads, I was built to be better. Inclined to understand the mind of a hater. Divine before my time, designed to be greater. Yes, sir, you feel that surge when I'm rhyming. When the pressure is on me, then emerge is a diamond. Timing, focus, determination, ambition. She said, pay attention to every word I'm saying and listen. Patience, obedience, humbleness, tolerance. Getting knocked down, help you master life's balances, challenges. Obstacles, roadblocks, pit stops. Don't stop till it stops. Tick tock, the clock goes, then time goes by so fast. Your chance might pass while your eyes close. So thanks, Mom, for every time you made me laugh. I call you tomorrow just so I can have a conversation with my angel. And I'm flying away. All the clouds leave out my sky to bring some sunshine in my day. Suddenly everything's okay, and I hunger even
clouds and I'm good enough to get up cause she got me when I'm down.
Conversation with my angel.
All right, folks, welcome back to Mixture of Arts with your girl, Say to Say What. We are in the process of discussing why men change during pregnancy and fall out of love. All right, Joe, we have a few callers on the line right now. The first caller I see is 216-313. You are live. What is popping with you, man? What's good?
What's up with you, sweetheart? How you doing?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm going to just chime in about what you're talking about, the whole pregnancy and falling out of love thing.
Okay.
I think, you know, from personal experience, I haven't gotten anybody pregnant, but I've got a lot of homeboys who've been through that. And
okay.
The one thing I noticed about some of my homeboys is that when they find out a female is pregnant, like, in my opinion, when a female becomes pregnant to a guy, that's the ultimate sign of commitment. And when, if so for some guys, commitment, they can't take it. So that's why they jet or they'll start acting funny. And, you know, I've been around some of my friends long enough to know how it happens. You know, when they find out, their demeanor changes or their behavior changes. And it's usually not conducive, you know what I'm saying, to the female state of mind because she's got a lot of things going on in her head. She's trying to make sure, you know, she's got another life inside of her, so she's not worrying about just her life, but she's worrying about somebody else. And usually when that happens, you know, it takes a toll like you have been saying. And you had said something earlier about, you know, usually, you know, when these kinds of things happen, females like sometimes like to point the finger and say, this is your fault, such and so, so on and so on and so forth.
Right.
And not really knowing that there could have been the telltale signs of, you know, that this dude was not going to be about nothing before you slept with him. You know what I'm saying? And, it happens. You know, you try to tell somebody, like, look, you don't, you're like, I know this dude, or there's just something about this dude that, you know, I don't like, or there's something that his spirit or his vibe is not, you know, not sitting right with you, but yet you get involved with him physically, and that happens, and he's nowhere to be found. You're angry at him, you know, but in reality, you know, you got to be angry at yourself. You know what I'm saying? That's my two cents. You know, I've been wrong before, you know, so I just want to, you know, speak about that real quick, man. I love what you're doing. Keep doing what you do.
All right. Thank you so very much for calling. And what's your name again?
Chris. I'm sorry.
Okay, Chris. I have a few comments to say about what you just said, though. I totally agree with what you're saying. And the funny thing about it is that whenever some females hear another female or a guy telling them that another man or a guy is not a good person to date, it's like they tend to think, oh, you just hating on them or
right.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And another thing is that about the whole whole commitment thing. My thing is this: men, you guys need to grow up. I am just saying. I mean,
we are
just too old for this type of nonsense. I mean, seriously, mm-hmm. if you're gonna have sex with a woman and not use condoms, I mean, come on now, be responsible for your actions. Don't just jump out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
come on now.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. I definitely feel that. Yeah, I feel that.
Okay, Chris. Thank you so very much for calling in. You can definitely go ahead and tune in every single Thursday at 1 a.m. I know it's Friday, but we had a little misunderstanding. But my show usually airs every single Thursday at 1 a.m. So you can definitely go ahead and chime in every single Thursday. And you can stay on air if you want to, or you can just go ahead and listen. Okay, Chris?
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it, man.
You're welcome. All right, so we have another caller on the phone. Our next caller is 678-756. Oh, the other person hung up. Wonder who that was. All right, well, that caller just hung up. You guys can definitely go ahead and chime back in at 718-664-6543. All right, so now let's get back to this why men change during pregnancy and fall out of love. All right, now, I was actually searching the web, right, trying to search for, you know, answers and stuff like that. And I came across a lady named Stacy, and she, like, what she wrote really, really bothered me in a sense because, I mean, it really made me feel angered of the type of stuff that she wrote. This is basically what she said. She said, I've been with him for 6 years prior to marriage and 3 married years. We already have 1 son together and now a daughter on the way. Being a child caught in a divorce, then having step-parents and stepsisters and brothers and all the pain that came out of that, I really don't want to subject my child to that. I would rather stay in a loveless marriage and let my children have a stable home rather than them have their family ripped apart. My husband and I always said we would stay together no matter what until the kids turn 18. I'm not really worried about him leaving. I just think he's having something on the side now that I am pregnant. I feel so upset, but the most important thing is my kids. I won't have their lives destroyed if he acts like a jerk. Okay. Now, I don't know about y'all, but what she just wrote is so sad because, I mean, I am just saying, why in the world would you stay with somebody because of your children? I mean, yes, it's cool to have a household that has both parents, yes. But when that person has done you wrong and you're just there because of your children, that makes no sense to me whatsoever. Because honestly, your children can feel vibes between parents when, like, for instance, your children can feel when two parents are angry at each other. I mean, yes, it's understandable. Children can feel those things. I don't care how small they are. I don't care how dumb you think your children are. I mean, kids are pretty darn smart, and they can sense when something is not right between their parents. So for you to sit up here and say, I would rather stay in a loveless relationship because of your past, that doesn't make any sense. And how do you know that, you know what I'm saying, that whoever that becomes their stepfather will not love them 100% and treat them with respect 100% and be the form 100%? So from what she just wrote, y'all, I just personally feel that she is being very maybe selfish is not the word, but it just seems that she just loves this guy so much. She loves her husband so much that she will allow him to treat her the way that she is being treated while pregnant. And I think that using her past is definitely an excuse for her wanting to stay with him and being in a miserable, miserable relationship. Now, for you guys that are listening, you can definitely go ahead and chime in. I definitely want to hear your feedback. Right now we have another caller on the phone. This is not even a number. It's a name, I guess. It's T-U-M-U-N-G-A. You are live. What is good with you?
Girl.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I kind of missed your preamble there, and I saw your subject in your chat room there and, of your show.
And oh, I, thanks. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, hell, I've been drinking, but I could, I can, you know, I'm, point me the right way if I say this wrong. It's like 1:35 on the East Coast here. Is that where you're at?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. So you know all the kiddies are in bed, right? So I tend to have a potty mouth.
No, that's fine. That is totally fine. So okay. What do you have to say about why men change during pregnancy and fall out of love?
They don't fall out of love. They're just looking for some other pussy.
Wow, that's deep.
I know. I'm going to take another drink. Hold on a second.
So you're basically telling me that these men are not even in love in the first place. They just want some new punani. And my thing is this, I personally thought that pregnant punani was the best punani ever.
Okay.
Hey,
listen, you can say pussy. Say it. Just say it.
I don't want to say that. I don't want to say that word.
Oh, it's just a word. Just say it.
I don't want to say that word. I'm gonna just go ahead and stick with punani.
Punani stuff, aren't you?
No. I just don't want to say that word. It just sounds so vulgar. But I mean,
it's not vulgar. It's a nice word. I think it's punani myself. Punani's got like three syllables. It just kind of rolls off the tongue. It's not, I mean, you could say something nasty like that dreaded C word, you know.
I totally understand.
You know what almost sounds as bad as the C word? I'm going to say this for you. And we're talking about the punani, okay?
Okay.
Tell me if this don't sound more vulgar than pussy. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Snatch.
I've never heard that before. Really? I have never heard that before ever in my life.
Never. You never had some dude walk up to you at the club and say, "Yo, baby, let me get a handful of that snatch."
Never. Oh my God. I've never heard of that word.
I've been punched by chicks right dead in my nose.
So you're just the type of guy that was just straight pimp. So you would definitely be the type of guy to get a girl pregnant and
dip
up on her.
We're keeping it real on here, right?
Yes, we are.
When I was pimping, I never got a girl knocked up because I'd do her in the booty.
Oh my goodness! Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
Okay, now my thing is this. In a sense that is smart, but then again, was you using condoms while you was doing that?
We're talking back in the. I'm 85 years old. Okay, we're talking back in the 40s and 50s, back when I was pimp daddy. You know, and back then the worst thing you had to worry about was getting herpes.
So with you doing somebody in the booty, and you was not using condoms, don't you think that you could have gotten any other type of STD back in the day?
Yeah, they got shots for the stuff we'd catch back then. You get a little chlamydia, you get a shot. You get some syphilis, you get a shot. You get the herpes, you just wear Band-Aids about once a year or so. You know?
Oh my goodness, you are a troubling. You are hilarious, I promise you. I really do appreciate you for calling in the show, for sharing your comments.
Hang up on me.
Okay, and what is your name?
Yeah, you see Tamunga on there, but that's
okay,
what.
Okay, Tamunga.
No, that's not my name. When you hear my name, you'll know who I am. But if you look in your chat room, you'll see me. But I am Ooh, you hear that reverb? Let me turn that motherfucker down a little bit. I'm sitting here. I'm in a studio right now, okay? Because I am old Reuter.
Okay.
I am somewhat of a Blog Talk Radio legend.
I see.
Yeah, Google me, baby.
So what's your name?
Ol Reuter. OlRooter.
Okay, Ol Reuter. I will definitely look you up on the search engines, and I really do appreciate you for calling in, Ol Reuter, and you can definitely go ahead and listen to my shows every single Thursday at 1 a.m., okay?
Yes, I will, but I'm fixing to go call. There's a show. I'm sure there's some drag queens on there. I'm going to go let them be blessed by my presence.
You are so hilarious. Okay, thank you so very much.
Hey, listen, I only tell this to like certain people on the BTR, but I'm going to go out the limb and say you're the goodies.
Oh, that's what's up.
Listen, baby. My email address is drinking69@hotmail.com. And if you just left click my name in your chat room and look at my profile, you know what I'm talking about. I'm sitting there drinking in high Kentucky Straight Sour Mash Bourbon Whiskey, and I'm talking to all the hot women out here. And
Okay. Well, thank you so very much for calling in, okay?
Yeah, well, thank you. I can take a hint. I know you're trying to kick me out. And okay, I'm sorry. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks. All right, Joe, we have another caller on the phone. It is 678. I'm sorry, guys. 678-756, you are live. What is good with you? Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
What's good?
Who am I speaking with?
What's happening? It's Chump.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
I am doing awesome. Is there something that you want to say in regards to the other guy that just called in or any?
you talking about who just left off the line?
Yeah, or you want to go ahead and mention something? Or you want to go ahead and mention something about why men change during pregnancy and fall out of love?
Oh, I mentioned something about that or whatnot. My opinion on that, some men might change, you know, my opinion or whatnot. But some men might change because of the pressure or whatnot, as, you know, as when a female gets pregnant, that mood swings or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? And just basically things like that. Just the mood swings and the pressure that they have to deal with. That's basically it.
So basically, whenever a female gets pregnant and she is all emotional and stuff, that really takes a toll on you men?
Yeah, because it's like we have to deal with two sides of her. You know what I'm saying? Her normally, and then when she does have the mood swings or whatnot, it's like we're dealing with two people or whatnot. So it's probably the pressure that the woman is giving off toward the man to make him act different, or to really just lure him away from the pressure or whatnot.
Okay, you know what? I totally understand what you're saying, but my thing is this, though. I mean, you guys already know that whenever a female gets pregnant, her body goes through changes. And, of course, she is going to have all these mood swings. So it's up to you men to really go ahead and not even take her mood swings seriously. I mean, you guys should just comfort her for real because, I mean, that's what pregnancy does.
Some men probably could deal with the mood swings. But some men probably can't deal with the mood swings. You know what I'm saying? Like, I won't put it down on all men. You know what I'm saying? But some probably just can't handle the mood swings and the pressure and the responsibility that they have to fall towards, you know, when a woman gets pregnant or whatnot. You know what I'm saying? And just things like that or whatever, man.
You know what? I don't have nothing to say about that.
I mean, you probably won't even understand like where I'm coming from because you gonna take up for the females anyway.
That right there is so not true. That is so not true. I mean, because I feel what you're coming from because I have been pregnant 3 times by my baby father. So, I mean, but my thing is this. Like, my baby father knows how to deal with me being pregnant. It's like you really have to deal with a female differently.
Yeah, like you,
it's like you cannot
you
think
have
the
to.
Same
and it's
way
like, it's
you
like
used to think.
You're right, and it's like it's two of y'all. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we're dealing with two people. And you know, it's pressure. It's really just the pressure that the woman gives out towards the man, you know what I'm saying? And it's the pressure. I have 2 kids, you feel me? So I know about the pressure and whatnot, and the mood swings, they'll kill you. You know what I'm saying? But I can't really speak for the other men, but it's that pressure, you know, it's that pressure that y'all give off.
Okay, and what is your name, sir?
My name is Champ Judah.
Okay. Thank you so very much for your comments. We have a lot of callers on the line. Once again, you can definitely go ahead and tune into my show every single Thursday at 1 a.m. on this same station, okay?
Right.
All right, thanks.
I appreciate that, man. You keep doing your thing, all right?
Thank you so very much. Thanks.
All right,
so we have another caller on the line. The next caller I see is 707-774. You are live. What's good with you?
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Listening to this is depressing because I have been pregnant with two babies would have been born with one girl, and another baby would have been born. And I went through abortions only because of the choice of the woman.
Okay. So what are you saying? Are you saying that you are actually blaming yourself for that happening? Or is it as far as like the whole pregnancy thing was depressing?
No, I would have been there through every pregnancy. I would have supported every woman. I gave them that choice, and they chose to abort. And I never got to see my kids, and that's 3 children.
See, and you know something else I have noticed too, sir, is that a lot of times when a guy gives a woman a choice to keep her baby or to have the abortion, that automatically like kind of triggers our mind into thinking, well, if he is asking me whether or not that basically it is my choice to whether I want to keep it or not, then he must not want it. So
No. I made it clear that I wanted the kids. I made it clear each and every time that, hey, I respect your choice, but what I want to go through this. I want you to have this baby. And each time I was denied.
So what do you think is the problem? Is it, you know what? Were these separate different women? Were they all different women?
Yeah. It was 2 children were with the same woman, and 1 child was with another woman. And it was when I was in my 20s.
So were you guys like really, really like in a relationship, or was it one of those relationships
to where you guys were not really dating?
No, it was relationship. It was hardcore. It was, yeah, I want to go through with this. I want, if I made a child with you, you know, I would, I want this child to be born.
Oh, you know what? I have nothing to say about that because I feel so bad because it really sounds like you really, really wanted to have a child, but these women did not want to have a child by you. That's what it sounds like.
No, they were just young. It was a young time. It did not have to do with me. They were just like, I'm not ready. They weren't ready. And
that's
the excuse. That was the excuse.
But you know what the moral is, right? Never have sex without a condom. So
if you know
that you want to have a child, and because I can really, really hear it in your voice that you, like, really, really wanted them to keep it, you should just use condoms because I'm pretty sure that you don't want that to ever happen again. I mean, I don't know how old you are, but there are some women that are old enough and that would still not keep their child. So just be careful next time. Into when you are having sex with these women, and just talk with these women before anything, and see where their mind is at, just to make sure, okay?
Okay, you want to hear the irony of all this?
Okay.
You, my girlfriend right now at the time, she's 49 years old. She has a daughter, and after she had her daughter, she got her tubes tied. So there is no way for me to have a child with the love of my life, right? You know, my soulmate, my partner. There's no way right now.
Hey, you know what though? I have another caller on the phone. I'm gonna go ahead and ask them what they feel about your situation, other than my input. Okay. We have another caller on the line. Mhm. No. Because I want to hear other people's input as far as your situation because it seems as though that you really, really want to answer. So I think it's best that you hear somebody else's input other than mine, okay?
We all have our situations.
That's true. But sometimes one opinion, it is not enough. Like sometimes you might need a couple more inputs on your situation to really feel or to really understand or to really make a certain decision on something. That's the reason why I would say that.
Okay, I'm taking your word.
Okay, the next caller I see is 548-250. You are live. Hello?
548.
Yes. Is this you?
Yeah, mine's 540-250-3582.
Yep, that's you.
That's my number.
I'm talking to you.
Yeah, I'm calling from Richmond, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I think a woman's right to have an abortion is strictly a woman's issue. A man has a right to, you know, have some input, but ultimately the decision rests with her, and it's her body. And a man has no right at all to try to guilt trip her into having the kid if she doesn't want to.
That's true. I didn't. I did not. I supported my woman.
And second of all, before, at least in my case anyway, I have to make sure pretty much where the woman's at and where I am and where our relationship is before we start having unprotected sex at all.
True.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense to get involved with a relationship with somebody and you don't know whether it's going to be long-term or not, and
exactly.
You're just, you know, meeting or something like that, and you start having sex. Next thing you know, that's the way you make babies, pal. And if you have to be sure about where you both are at and how you both feel about having kids before you, you know, take off the condom and start having sex, you know, bareback, you know what I mean? Because that's the way
yeah.
you make babies.
Yeah,
now, if she gets pregnant, you get her pregnant, then, and you want to have the child, and she doesn't, then that is her right as a human being. And you don't tell her, you know, oh, well, I want you to have the kid, or you can have the kid if you want to. You actually have absolutely nothing to say at all about anything. That's her body, and she's going to do what she has a right to do what she wants to do, irregardless of whether you want the baby or not. Period. Finished. It's her body. Most babies are born these days by cesarean section anyway. That means they slit their bellies open. It's dangerous for a woman to have a child. And it's her body. You have to keep that in mind. It's her body. And she has the ultimate right to say what happens in her own body. And if you try to guilt trip her and say, oh, you know, well, it's my kid too, and all that stuff, well, then she's probably going to see right through that and go on and do what she has decided to do anyway. And I think you should stand by her either way. You shouldn't,
right.
you know, say anything hurtful or anything, any kind of guilt trips or anything like that either way.
You know what? I really love what you are saying, because I mean it makes so much sense about what you're saying, because it's like basically the main reason why men change when females are pregnant is because they don't really have an idea of whether or not they see themselves with this woman long term. And really, that's just the bottom line, period. Is that how you feel?
Are you talking to
yeah.
Richard?
No, I'm actually talking to you.
Are you the, hello? Can I talk?
Hello, yes, I'm talking to you.
Okay.
Who is the guy with the advice I was just speaking to?
You mean the guy from Richmond, Virginia, or the fellow
yes,
that you were talking?
Yes, you, the one with the deep voice. What's your name?
What my name is? I go by
yes.
Agnosi.
Okay, Nosi. Okay.
Agnosi. That's my screen name or whatever. That's the name that I signed up for with Blog Talk Radio. Really, before you start having, I mean, it's okay to have casual sex. Everybody does. And abstinence only does not work. It never has. It never will. Kids are going to, young people are going to have sex, middle-aged people, everybody's going to have sex if they want to, no matter what. I mean, you ain't going to stop it. However, when two people are in a relationship and they're starting to get serious about each other, then they need to sit down and have some frank discussions with each other and find out exactly where each other's at and whether or not they want to start planning a family together. Otherwise, you practice birth control.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Amen to that. Amen to that. I definitely agree on that. Thank you both for chiming in to the show. I really, really enjoy listening to you guys' comments and your story, and I look forward to you guys calling in next time, okay?
Yeah, well, I kind of have a little issue with you, though, the host.
Huh?
I kind of have a little bit of an issue with you, though, the host.
Okay, which is?
Well, you said before, when a guy says to a woman, let's see, how did you put it? You can have this baby if you want to, makes her kind of feel like he doesn't really want it.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, I think you might be right. Because to say something like that is, like, really stupid. I mean, say something like that to a woman that's pregnant with your kid is what are you, like, some kind of an idiot? It's like, okay, to me, I'd be saying, okay, we need to start looking for baby clothes. Maybe we need to go, let's go get a test, find out it's going to be male or female, so we could figure out whether
right.
we can find pink clothes or light blue clothes. And you just act like, okay, you know, yeah, I'm all for it. And then if she decides no, well, then you go, okay, you go right along with that too. But you don't act start saying negative things right off the damn bat.
Exactly.
I mean, to me, that's a mark of an immature person that probably shouldn't even be in a relationship and having casual sex anyway.
I enjoyed it. I love it.
You need to grow up. Right.
I love it. I love your input.
Hey, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can I get some final words in?
Yes, you can. You can say one more final word, and I have some more callers on the phone.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and hang up. I can still hear you. Okay, I can still hear you over the internet. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, thanks.
I'm just saying that I did not have a chance. I respected the woman. Every relationship I was in when I was younger, was dealt with choice. And I had no choice. I had to go with what the woman wanted. And I supported her. And I did it 3 times. 3 abortions. I had 3 abortions. And I wonder what those kids would be like today. That's all.
Okay, sir. Thank you so very much for calling in, okay?
Is that all? Is that all you have to say to that? Really?
Yes,
really?
Because I have already told you how I felt about your situation already. So there is nothing else I can say. You are basically referring to what the other guy was saying about your situation. And he already hung up. So that's why I was just saying.
But I was not
wrong.
But I
totally understand what you're saying.
I supported the baby being born.
It's okay that you supported it, but like you said, if she did not want to have the baby, then she did not have to. But my thing is this, like I was telling you before, like before you even have sex with any woman next time, because it seems like you are really hurt by it, you should really, really have a conversation with them one-on-one and just see where their heads is at. And see what they really, really want from you and see if they want to spend the rest of their lives with you, if they're planning on having a family with you. These are the types of questions that you should be asking these women, because you don't want to go through that situation anymore. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right. But the women that I've been with recently have had children from other men.
It
not
no,
me.
See, See, that doesn't matter if a woman had children or not. If she loves you and she knows that you want to have a child, then, I mean, if she is planning on being with you, even though she has children, then she will conceive. But the only thing is that if she is old enough to where she cannot conceive anymore, or she's just afraid to conceive, then that's another thing. I can't help you with that. But as far as the women now, you should talk to them and see where their heads is at. Even though they have children right now, just sit them down and let them know, like, hey, you know what I'm saying? This is the situation, and I really want a child, and then see where their mind is at. And if they don't feel the same way, then it's up to you to make up that decision to where, oh shoot, well then I can't be with you because I really want a child. It is your decision. It is your decision whether or not to keep these women if they tell you that they don't want another child. It is up to you.
Well, it's not up to me because they've met other men and they've had children with other men. So
it doesn't matter if they have children with other men. It does not matter. If they are in a relationship with you, then obviously they are not in a relationship with these other men. So, therefore, if they are in a relationship with you, they can have a choice whether or not to have another child by another man if they wish to.
Well, they already had an abortion with me. All of these women had an abortion with me.
Okay, but the next relationship that you get into, I want you to definitely go ahead and tell them how you feel. And you know what? If you are streaming live to Blog Talk, I have a link on the show. You can definitely go ahead and follow that link up there, and it's going to show you how to stay with your lover as far as your situation. So if you were on Blog Talk right now, I want you to go to that link, and I want you to follow that link on the site, and I want you to read what is on there. And, I mean, yes, you will have to buy the book, but as soon as you get the book, it is going to be downloaded to your computer. But what I'm saying is you need to read that, get those advice, because I feel as though that you really, really need it, and I think it's going to help you in your decision-making process, okay? I mean, I strongly believe that particular book right there is going to help you. And that's what I have to say.
Okay, thank you.
You're
and
welcome.
What I have to say,
mm-hmm.
what I have to say is I've already been through 3 different abortions of my children based on my girlfriend's decision to not have the child. So that's all I've got. And they're all dead.
Can you? I mean, I can't stress this enough. If I was you, I would just go and get that book for real. Go and get that book and read the whole thing. Make sure you read the whole thing, and it is definitely going to help you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so very much for calling in. And I wish you luck. And I really appreciate you calling in and with your story. And I wish that my little input has helped you as well. All right, you guys, my time been up. We had like 1 hour on the show, and even though that my time is up, we are still on air, but the show is not streaming live anymore. But the show is only between whoever that is on the show right now. Okay, you guys, I have another caller on the line. It is 770-570. You are live. What is good? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Faith Two. This is your friend.
Who's my
this
friend?
Shaquana.
Oh.
This is Shaquana.
Hey, homie, what's good with you?
And I had a, you know, this is my scenery. So the call that you had on the line previously, I feel like the reason why he's not being blessed with the option of having a child because he still has to work on himself, and that's the reason why God hasn't blessed him with the option to have a seed that's actually born, because I feel as though he's still insecure in some areas in his life, and that's
right.
Why women continuously abort children when they get pregnant by him. Because God is not ready for a child to be placed in his environment or his life. So he needs to reflect and work on some things within himself in order to become a better man, and then God will bless him eventually with that child.
Hey, hey. Oh, Shaquana, you said the right words, girl.
Because, I mean, right now I can see there's a lot of insecurity in his voice, and you can't be insecure while raising a child. You have to be
exactly.
You have to be able to deal with certain things that come about, because it's not always that when you have a baby by somebody you want to be with that person. So you have to prepare for any storm that may come, and without you being insecure or depressed within yourself, I feel like he has an insecurity issue. So nobody wants to actually bring a child in this world with someone who has an insecurity issue. If you're so worried about your child being, you know, a woman aborting your children, maybe you need to reflect on yourself. And he said that he was in a relationship as of right now with a woman that was 49 years old. He needed
right.
to take the time and not put himself in every situation and think, oh, in every situation I'm going to try to have a child. He should wait, reflect on himself, take himself out of the relationship limelight, work on himself and become a better man, and then he may find that woman who want to be with him and understand, okay, well, he's stable enough, he's more headstrong, and I wouldn't mind seeing myself with this guy having a kid. And so he work on those things within himself, and he's not going to find nobody who want to have a kid with him. Just by the way he's talking, I could tell it's a lot of insecurity, and I was kind of getting aggravated because you know me.
Yeah, right, exactly. I was Shaquana. Now, how you feel about the whole subject about why men change during pregnancy and fall out of love?
I think us women, when we're pregnant, we become more emotional than usual. So with us being more emotional than usual, then it kind of make our guys tune out. So they kind of be like, golly, you want to act like that before? Like, everything is an issue now. So I think men tone out of it and change up because we become more emotional. And I don't think they really can really deal with that aspect unless they, you know, really, really mature in their age and been through a couple of things and understand, okay, right now I understand you're going through this situation. I'm still going to be here to support you. And, you know, I understand this is 9 months, but I'm going to try not to go crazy and put myself out of you. I'm going to go ahead and bypass all this anger that you're throwing at me because I know it's just your hormones jumping. So I think that's why men change up, because we become more emotional. Everything is an issue. Don't look at me like that. Why are you doing that? You know?
Right.
And then we can't do the things that we used to do. And they get to still do have freedom and to do what they want to do, and we still got to be in the house 9 months. Like, oh, let's wait till this get over with.
That is definitely true too, Shaquana. Because it's like, I mean, my thing is this though. I mean, do you really have to change up on us? I mean, why don't you just embrace the fact that we are going through these different changes? Because like I was saying before, like, when one partner feels a certain way, that affects the other partner. So
yes.
for you to really act like that, of course it's going to make us worse. I mean, you should already know that whenever a female gets pregnant, of course she is going to be emotional because she has another child inside of her. Her body is going through changes, and instead of you just flipping the script out on her, you should embrace it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And just comfort her.
Because
then
be
once
like,
you like comfort her, right? Right. That shit don't make no sense. All right, well, Shaquana, thank you so very much for calling in, girl.
All righty, you know, I had to call in eventually one day. I've just been working a lot.
You were
congrats. Congrats.
All right, girl, thanks.
Bye.
All right, you guys, we have another caller on the line. It is 718-346. You are live.
Hello?
Yes.
How are you doing, sister?
Who am I speaking with?
Maisha.
Oh, what's up, Maisha? What's good?
I'm all right. Well, well, well. You had your little psychiatrist session there.
Girl. Is there something that you want to say about the other guy's situation, or is there something that you want to go ahead and mention about why men change during pregnancy and fall out of love?
Well, I guess you covered all of that. The guy that called in, he covered the whole situation with this guy. When he's having all these abortions by these women, you know, Shaquana covered that clearly, you know?
Right, right, exactly.
This guy.
So he's basically having, like, instant hearing problems.
He needs to just mature and understand himself first because, like Shaquana said, no woman is going to want a man that's like that because when the child is going through a certain situation and you're the father, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What if you have a girl, the girl is having a situation, and you know every girl becomes a daddy's girl. How are you going to handle that, you know? You understand what I mean? It's like
mm-hmm.
if you're not mature enough to handle your own situations properly, how are you going to handle your children's situations? And their
right. Problems? Right. That makes sense. Cool. Okay, now why do you feel as though that men change during pregnancy?
Dude, well, I don't know about other men, but I know me when I'm pregnant.
He's so funny.
When I was pregnant, I mean, I didn't get a problem like that, but hey, Virgos have another side to them that go crazy. Need I say more?
Do you really feel like the reason why men, you know, start?
Yeah, because we do have like
because they're not ready.
Things. We're like. What is that, Jekyll and Hyde? We have that, yo. I don't know. But honestly, a man that could handle that is a real strong man.
Exactly.
Because that's a lot to take on for them. I don't try to pull no, like, heavy duty on them because I understand. Not every man is going to understand exactly how we feel when we
That's
in that
true.
Situation. So I try my hardest not to, like, bring on no extra headache, you know, to them because they're dealing with a lot
yeah,
of
that's
pressure.
True, too, but come on now, Maisha. Seriously, when you were pregnant, you ain't think about the other stuff you just talking about. I mean, all you know is, you are feeling sad, then you're feeling happy,
yeah.
Then kind of feeling, I don't know, then you feel all depressed and shit. I mean,
I don't know. When I was pregnant with my first child, I was always around people, you know, like, I never was by myself. Like, I always had somebody around me that made me feel happy. You know, so.
And you know what? You right. just mentioned a very important key. You just mentioned something that is so very important, yo.
Mm-hmm.
When you are pregnant, you do not need to be by yourself.
You always
need to be around people.
Yeah.
Right. That makes perfect sense. And you know what else? Because since you're going through all those emotional things, there is no need for you to be by yourself, because all that's going to do is just, you know, make you think about all the possible bad things in the world. And,
you know, and another thing is that it's hard for women that is by themselves when they are pregnant, because that brings on the postpartum depression after you have the baby, you know.
Right.
Sometimes a woman might really want this baby, but after they have the baby, it's like, why are you here? Like, why did I even bring you into this world? Like, this is a purpose for you. Why did I do that? You understand what I mean? That's the signs of postpartum depression. And a lot of women now these days are going through that, because right now we just came out of a recession, right? And these women that got caught pregnant in the recession, they're thinking the same thing. And so many people are going through that, went through that postpartum depression because the husbands lost their job. And, you know, they probably left them. You understand what I mean? And they all by themselves. So it's a lot of things to deal with. It's not that easy.
It's really, really not. You know what? We have like one more caller on the line. I'm not gonna mute you, but I'm gonna just go ahead and put them on and see what they have to say about what you just said. Okay.
Mhm.
All right. Cool. The next caller I see is 401-545. You are live. You're live, what's up? Hello? Okay, well, this person don't want to say nothing. I asked you guys, well, my time been up, but my phone line has been definitely popping tonight. I don't know what the hell I was thinking. I should have made the show for 2 hours. But I really do
appreciate this is a big topic.
Huh?
You should have made it for 2 hours because it's a big topic. I think you need to do part two.
My thing is this. I didn't even expect this many folks to call in. I'm just saying, seriously? I had a lot of callers today. I think tonight is actually my biggest night to actually have this many callers.
I was surprised you got VA calling in, like, whoa.
Exactly. I mean, I done had old people calling.
Right.
I done had nasty people calling.
Yeah, I heard that. Oh, my God.
I'm just saying, y'all. Yeah, but thank you guys so very much for calling in to Mixture of Arts with your girl. Stay to stay well. Y'all can definitely go ahead and tune in every single Thursday. I know today is Friday, but we had a little technical difficulty, so I had to do it on Friday. But definitely y'all can check me out every Thursday morning, and that's Wednesday night, Thursday morning at 1 a.m. Once again, you guys, what about to say? Oh. For you struggling businesses out there, I finally got my website up. You can definitely go ahead and check out my internet marketing consultant site, and that's wix.com/saywhat, and it's SAYEWHAT/getfoundonlinesolutions with an S. So y'all can definitely go ahead and check it out, and check out EOTM Public Relations Services. All right, y'all stay tuned till next time. I will holler at y'all. Thanks.